Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a world where the global economy is no longer dominated by a few industrialized nations, but instead, emerging economies are rising to the forefront, and India is playing a significant role in shaping this new world order. This is precisely what is happening. And a recent event that highlights this shift is India's participation in the G7 foreign ministers' meeting in France. First, let's understand why this meeting is significant. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar participated in the G7 foreign ministers' meeting with partner countries at Abbaye des Vaux d'Essernay in France on March 26 to 27, 2026, at the invitation of French Foreign Minister Jean-Noël Barrot. India was one of five partner countries invited by the French G7 presidency. This invitation is a testament to India's growing influence on the global stage. But why does this matter? It matters because the G7 is an informal forum of seven of the most industrialized democracies in the world, and its decisions have a significant impact on global governance. What makes this significant is that the G7 does not have a permanent secretariat or a charter, and the presidency rotates annually among its members. The presidency rotation order is France, followed by the United Kingdom, Germany, Italy, Canada, Japan, and the United States. Note this carefully, the G7 share of global GDP has declined from over 50% in the 1980s to under 30% today, reflecting the rise of emerging economies. Despite this, the G7 remains influential in shaping global financial regulation, international taxation, climate policy, and crisis response. Now, let us turn to the G7 foreign ministers' meeting agenda. The two-day meeting at Abbaye des Vaux d'Essernay was dominated by two ongoing conflicts and their global consequences: the war in West Asia and its impact on global energy security, and the ongoing Russia-Ukraine war. The meeting discussed coordinating efforts to keep the Strait of Hormuz open for international shipping, with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio pressing G7 partners to step up and help secure the strait, through which approximately 20% of global oil and gas supplies transit. European G7 members described the conflict as having a catastrophic impact on the global economy. Other agenda items included reform of global governance institutions, particularly the UN Security Council, maritime security and freedom of navigation, strengthening humanitarian supply chains, controlling excessive industrial capacity and combating non-market trade practices, and securing critical mineral and critical metal supply chains. The French G7 presidency has organized seven ministerial tracks for 2026: foreign affairs, development, trade, finance, digital, environment, and home affairs. Now, let us look at India's role in this meeting. India has been a regular invitee to G7 summits and ministerial meetings in recent years. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is also expected to attend the G7 Leaders Summit in Evian, June 15 to 17, 2026, as a guest. The French G7 presidency chose to involve major emerging economies in its work, recognizing that issues such as global governance reform, post-conflict reconstruction, and cross-cutting threats require collective commitment beyond G7 members alone. French President Emmanuel Macron has framed India as the essential bridge between the G7 and BRICS. Crucially, Jaishankar raised Global South concerns on energy, fertilizer, and food security, stressed the urgency of UNSC reforms, and held bilateral talks with counterparts from eight nations. He highlighted the need for streamlining peacekeeping operations and strengthening humanitarian supply chains. India has long demanded a permanent seat on the UN Security Council, arguing that the current structure reflects the post-World War II order and does not represent contemporary geopolitical realities. It is worth pausing here to note that India's participation in the G7 Foreign Ministers meeting comes while it simultaneously holds the BRICS chairship for 2026, the fourth time after 2012, 2016, and 2021. This dual engagement epitomizes India's multi-alignment foreign policy, engaging with both Western-led and non-Western institutions to maximize strategic autonomy. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The G7 consists of 7 members: the United States, the United Kingdom, France, Germany, Italy, Canada, and Japan. The European Union is a permanent invitee, not a member. The G7 was founded in 1975 as the G6, with Canada joining in 1976 to form the G7. Russia joined in 1998, making it the G8, but was suspended in 2014 after the Crimea annexation. The combined GDP of the G7 is approximately $52 trillion, which is around 28-30% of the global GDP. The G7 share of global GDP has fallen from over 50% in the 1980s to under 30% today. The 2026 presidency is held by France, and the Leaders' Summit will take place in Evian-les-Bains from June 15 to 17, 2026. The G7 Foreign Ministers' meeting was held at Abbaye des Oies d'Isernay in France from March 26 to 27, 2026. The meeting was hosted by French Foreign Minister Jean-Noël Barrot, and partner countries invited included India, Brazil, Saudi Arabia, South Korea, and Ukraine. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is critical for understanding India's evolving foreign policy doctrine and its navigation of a fragmenting global order. For prelims, remember the G7 membership, presidency rotation, BRICS 2026 theme and pillars, IMEC corridor, India-France defense deals, and the Strait of Hormuz geography. For mains GS2, focus on India's multi-alignment strategy, the role of G7 and BRICS in global governance, India-France special global strategic partnership, UNSC reform, and India as a bridge between the global north and global south. In conclusion, India's participation in the G7 Foreign Ministers' meeting marks a significant shift in the global balance of power, with emerging economies like India playing a crucial role in shaping the new world order. As India continues to navigate its relationships with both Western-led and non-Western institutions, its ability to sit at both the G7 and BRICS tables reflects its growing weight in global affairs and its value as a swing state in the emerging multipolar order.